T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we do have a serious crash, actually. If you're trying to make your way out of Metairie coming into the city right now, I-10 East at Bonneville, 3 lanes are blocked as police and fire units are on the scene in what appears to be an injury accident that happened at that location. So if you're trying to come from Metairie into New Orleans, I highly recommend you take Airline all the way until you get to the Parish Line and then get on I-10 there, because you will be sitting for a while, it looks like, behind this crash if you're heading from Metairie past Causeway toward Bonneville and trying to make your way into the city. So get off of Airline at Causeway. I mean, get off of I-10 at Causeway, cut on over to Airline and come in that way. You can also take Veterans all the way up to Pontchartrain and come in that way if you want to get around this. So Veterans or Airline eastbound are your best bets right now. Last night, I was hanging out with Rex, the King of Carnival. Well, not really. I was at Spanish Plaza.
Sounds good.
I was at Spanish Plaza when his train arrived. The train adorned with purple, green, and gold and the official seal of Rex, blowing its horn, rolled along the tracks where the streetcars roll as well, right there on the riverfront. And then Rex came to Spanish Plaza. And coming up next, David, we're going to hear what Rex proclaimed in its entirety, as he called for a pleasure to rule both day and night.
I like this guy.
How do you argue with that?
Yeah, the mayor liked him too.
Yeah, we'll hear from her as well. Coming up here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, getting you ready for another Fat Tuesday blowout as we do it up Mardi Gras style on WWL. How do you decide where to go on Fat Tuesday? How do you decide where along the parade route you're going to watch and which parade you're going to? We've heard from people all morning who are headed uptown, headed downtown, headed to Metairie, who are headed to the end of the parade route on Bonneville, the beginning of the parade route on Veterans. How do you decide? And was it something that was decided years ago and you're just continuing a family tradition? And how long has your family been seeing it there? Call me right now, 504-260-1870. Let me know where the best spot to watch the parades for you and your family happens to be, and why. Why do you go there, and why do you do that? In the meantime, I told you we'd hear from him, so let's do it. Rex, the King of Carnival, arrived via train to Spanish Plaza last night to issue his proclamation and ask the mayor to concur so that Mardi Gras could happen.
It is now time for me to introduce to you Rex 2019, a man who deserves this honor more than most, is very giving and charitable, Mr. Robert Sandoz Bow. Thank you, Captain.
You're a king.
It's great to be back in the capital city of Mardi Gras, New Orleans, Louisiana. I would like to read a proclamation, please. Mayor, with joy, I return to our capital city to join with my loyal subjects in these carnival celebrations. To assure the fullest degree of pleasure for all, I do hereby ordain and decree the following, that during the great celebration, all commercial endeavors be suspended throughout the realm, so that pleasure may rule both day and night. That the children of the realm be freed of their studies and permitted to participate in the pageantry. That the mayor and the city council, this is the hard one, cease and desist from governance for this one great day and join in the revelry, taxing neither themselves nor others. That our good people give heed to the brave and stalwart police and fire departments who contribute so much to our safety and happiness on this grand occasion. Be it further decreed that all citizens of our realm be commanded to mask and to encourage the wearing of costumes, thus brightening the route of our procession with a profusion of joyous colors and happy subjects, sealed by my hand and ordered by the King himself this fourth day of March in the year of our Lord, 2019, Rex.
Yes, the crowd very happy for Rex to proclaim that pleasure shall rule both day and night. The crowd very happy that Rex called for not taxing anybody during Mardi Gras. Well, that doesn't really happen. You still have to pay sales taxes on anything you do purchase. He called for an end to all commercial ventures for the day. Well, clearly that doesn't happen either, because a lot of people make a lot of money off of Mardi Gras, and so does the city for that matter. That having been said, you understand the proclamation and why Rex called for pleasure to rule both day and night, and why he called for the mayor and the city council to relinquish control of the city for this one great day. And this is ceremonial, of course, but it is so much fun, and it is such tradition. So the mayor was called upon to concur with Rex. Here's what New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, in her first solo opportunity to hear and concur with Rex's proclamation. She was actually there a year ago, but she was in that bizarrely long transition period becoming mayor, and she assisted then-mayor Mitch Landrieu in making the decision. This year, it was her decision to make on her own, but she did seek some counsel.
Yeah, well, one thing I can tell you, we have no problem with at all with the pleasure may rule both day and night. That's how it goes. Even, you know, I'm not only a mayor, I'm a mother.
Yeah.
So when you talk about children not in school, my daughter may like that, but again, being a mother, I don't know. But my councilman here, Jay Banks, and even listening and hearing from Councilwoman Cindy Nguyen, we're kind of stuck on taxing neither themselves nor us. Yeah, it might be a little problem here, you know. New Orleans Police Department, New Orleans Fire Department, EMS, and even state police. Who's gonna pay for that? But because Rex, and the Rex that I know, who contributes countlessly to the city of New Orleans day and night, towards infrastructure, I might add. Now that's a little appealing to me now, Rex. So with that, we can do this. All we right. concur. Yes, we will allow Rex to rule. Now that comes with a lot of responsibility, but I know you can handle it. So with that, happy Mardi Gras. He can't do much without a key to the city. So I'm going to ask my husband, Jason Cantrell, to reach in. I had him hold it for me because I knew it would be in good hands. Couldn't turn it over to my council. I had to sit. So with that, please accept a key to the city, Your Honor, on behalf of the citizens of New Orleans, including the New Orleans City Council.
All right, the mayor concurred, Mardi Gras goes on, the tradition continues. You ever wonder what the key to the city actually opens? Where is there a lock on the city that that key actually fits into and opens? Yeah, that all the festivities happened last night at Spanish Plaza. Someone texted me, says, Rex claimed the wrong day. He said it was the 4th. It's the 5th. Well, it was last night when he issued the proclamation, that's why. So, he was correct. You're just hearing it a day later. I'm Dave Cohen, helping you get ready for Mardi Gras 2019. Our crew is setting up at Gallier Hall now. In about 40 minutes, we'll hand things off to them about the same time Zulu starts rolling. We'll check your parade preview and your Fat Tuesday forecast right after this. Good news. It looks like they've cleared that crash from the I-10 heading from Metairie into the city at Bonneville. You'll still slow down from Causeway through Bonneville as residual slowing, but once you get past Bonneville, accessible. It's free and clear and wide open. So at this point, I would say stick with the I-10. You don't have to cut over to Veterans or Airline at this point. You can if you want, just to avoid that about a half mile of delay right through there. But things are starting to loosen up and clear up quickly. Not starting to warm up very quickly.
Hopefully your costume is a little bit better for this morning, as temperatures are very cold. We're in the 30s on both sides of the lake, including in Metro New Orleans, so bundle up, and it's breezy. Winds are going to stay up through the day today, though we will see more sunshine today and a high of around 52. Get ready for another cold night tonight. If you're still out on the Bourbon Street by midnight, we're going to be getting cold yet again as we'll drop into the 30s, likely another freeze on the North Shore, and we'll be in the mid-30s south of the lake. By Wednesday afternoon, Ash Wednesday, high of around 59 degrees. We're back into the 60s by Thursday and 70s on Friday. From your Weather Expert Forecast Center, I'm WWL-TV meteorologist Chris Franklin.
My goodness, it feels cold out there, and it is actually cold. We're in the 30s across almost all of the region. The only place that's not in the 30s right now is right along the coast. Boothville and Port Fouchon are sitting at 40 degrees. Everywhere else, we're in the 30s, feeling like 20s. The warm spot in the immediate metro is Belchase, where it's 36, feels like 29. But downtown New Orleans feels like 28. Armstrong International feels like 27. Lakefront Airport feels like 26. Feels like 25 right now in Slidell, and feels like 23 in Hammond and Gonzales. A very chilly start indeed, but it's not going to stop the fun from rolling on and from the parade, for the parades from hitting the routes.
I'm Arthur Hardy with another parade preview brought to you by Supercuts, ready every day, and by Sprint. Let the good times roll with unlimited data, talk, and text. Zulu's theme is fantasy and adventure. Look for special floats that bear Zulu's legendary characters. The club's 1,500 members and their riding guests throw a wide assortment of Zulu emblem throws, but we know what everybody wants, the treasured coconut. At 10 a.m., Rex, the oldest parade and carnival organization, presents its 138th parade with the theme, Visions of the Sun. Rex throws, tossed by the 455 riding members, include float-specific plush pillows, cups, medallion necklaces, and koozies. The parade also features a band contest. And Metairie at 10, Argus features more than 400 men, women, and children. This year's theme is Argus Goes Wild. Emblem throws include sunglasses and 9 different doubloons. If you simply cannot get enough of Carnival, stick around for the truck parades that follow Rex, the Elks Orleanians in Crescent City, and the truck parades that follow Argus in Metairie, the Elks Jeffersonians and the crew of Jefferson. Happy Mardi Gras! For WWL and the Mardi Gras Guide, I'm Arthur Hardy.
All right, and Pete Fountain's Half Fast Walking Club is now on the avenue. It has made its way from Commander's Palace out to St. Charles Avenue, and that's the first real procession of the day. Chris Miller checking in with us a little while ago, saying they're wearing, was it salmon-colored suits with green hats? And the prized throw today, or handout today, from the Half Fast Walking Club, honoring the Prince of Mardi Gras, Pete Fountain himself, calling him one in a million. They're handing out million-dollar bills with Pete Fountain's face on it. If you can get one of those, I think that would be a collector's item. Dave Potter in Master Control just told me about something else. I don't know if it's a collector's item or not, but he was pretty impressed with it. Apparently, the Popeyes on Canal Street, downtown New Orleans, has fashioned Popeyes boxes attached to Mardi Gras beads so that you can wear your chicken around your neck. So if you just cannot be troubled by holding that box of chicken, if you need to have it at less than arm's length at all time so that your chicken, your fried chicken, can be around your neck and right there for easy access, apparently today only
at 621 Canal Street.
At 621 Popeyes. Canal Street, the Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen there is selling these specialized chicken boxes that you can wear around your neck with a strand of Mardi Gras beads. What will they think of next, ladies and gentlemen? I hope you're bundled up. I hope you've made whatever arrangements you need to make to keep yourself warm and toasty on this Fat Tuesday, because it's a little challenging this morning. I'm Dave Cohen. We're half an hour away now from Zulu hitting the route, and from me tossing things over to our crew at Gallier Hall, Tommy Tucker, Newell Normand, Angela Hill, and Tom Fitzmaurice will be taking us through this Fat Tuesday from that location. Back after the news on the Mardi Gras preview here on WWL. 37 minutes after 7 a.m. on your Fat Tuesday as we get you ready for Mardi Gras 2019. I would like to take a pause from our carnival conversation, though, to open up the What Is Wrong With People file.
Oh, you may do that.
The winner of the $1.5 billion jackpot.
Yes.
From last October.
God.
October to November, December, January, February, March. All right, 5 months ago.
Not a word, not a nothing.
Nothing. Not a whisper, a wisp, anything of who this person was, if they had the ticket, if they had washed it, thrown it away. We didn't know. The largest jackpot in U.S. history. And the person sat on this ticket for 5 months.
How do you do that?
Before coming and claiming the cash option, a one-time payout of $878 million.
Oh, man.
I would have been in such a hurry to be rich. I would have been so eager to claim that money. Now, I still would have done it methodically. I would have gotten the lawyer, gotten incorporated.
Been careful,
made sure I did whatever I had to do legally to best protect my family so that they could get the most of the money after I died without having to pay too much to Uncle Sam. But 5 months to sit on this thing? I wonder, and we're never going to know because they allow in South Carolina anonymity.
Yep, you don't have to reveal, and so...
So we may never know. Someone may out this person, I don't know, but because their life's about to change, and people may put the connect the dots. But how in the world could this person have sat there? And what did they do with the ticket?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Where was it?
No, I'd go out of my mind.
$1.5 billion.
I'd have a police escort take me down to the office, you know.
The same day?
yes, the same day.
Yeah, what do you do with a $1.5 billion piece of paper? Where do you put that? And you're keeping it a secret all this time.
Well, there's a story, I think, more of the story to be told on this. Wouldn't be surprised if there's a book or something coming on it, you know?
Yeah, but why bother? You've got $878 million cash. They don't need to write a book.
No, and they don't need the attention either.
Their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren never have to work a day in their lives with $878 million in cash. What is wrong with people? How did they sit on that? Well, I'm glad they came forward.
Well, yeah, I am too. Yeah,
I'm glad they have their money now. I'm glad the mystery, some of the mystery is over. But there's so many unanswered questions. Thank you, Dave. We'll talk to you in about 20 minutes with more First News here on WWL, AMFM.com. This text message comes in at 870-870 as we've been talking about the half-fast walking club. It says, guys, Mondo KO will soon be after half fast, broadcasting their joy and music and greetings to the mayor at Gallier Hall. They've been doing this since 1972. Chris Miller is out there on the avenue. Chris, the half fast walking club has been moving half fast.
They've been heading at a half fast speed down St. Charles Avenue towards the French Quarter now. So they're on their way. Yeah, I heard you mention Mondo Kyo. Another one's going to be coming up soon. I saw a group I'd never seen before, and I don't know if they were legit or if they were just a well-organized bunch of people with costumes, the New Orleans Baby Dolls. Looks like they're organized. They had a float and everything, and they're about to head out behind Pete Fountain's group, too.
You know, I think I've seen them in parades before, but I don't know if they were a walking crew on Fat Tuesday in the past.
Apparently they are now.
Okay, yeah, they may have been. You know, those walking crews are something that are just fantastic, and they just kind of meander. Do you find that most of them have an actual police escort, or most of them just kind of just show up and off they wander into the streets?
Well, most of the ones have someone escorting them. If not NOPD, then they, hire someone on a detail from one of the nearby parishes. And that's really, I guess, the best way to tell if it's just a sharp group of costumers or someone who actually got permits and stuff, if they have an escort going with them.
You said earlier that these temperatures in the 30s and wind chills in the 20s were limiting the crowd sizes that you would normally see along the Uptown Parade route early on a Fat Tuesday. Now that the sun's been out for about an hour, and well, we're not really warming up that much, but at least we have sunshine, are you seeing more people who are getting rolled out of bed and rolling out to the parade route?
Oh, yes, easily. It is definitely a normal Fat Tuesday morning at this point. I think it just needed, a little sunshine to break over the trees, and now folks are coming out, and they are getting the stuff set up. They're biking up and down the avenue, and there's a guy just dressed as a robot trying to ride a bicycle. That can't be easy. So we're also getting our first costumers of the day.
All right, Chris Miller, thank you. We'll look forward to your reports coming up. Next one in the news at 8 o'clock in 18 minutes here on WWL. He's Chris Miller out on the route. I'm Dave Cohen here in our downtown studios, and I just bumped into Newell Norman in the hallway, and he said 36, feeling like 27, as he was heading out the door to go to Gallier Hall. He'll be joined by Tommy Tucker, Tom Fitzmaurice, and Angela Hill as they take us through our Fat Tuesday here on WWL. You costuming? What you wearing this year? You know, I'm always so impressed by the families that all costume, and I'll tell you why I find that so impressive coming up next. You're on WWL. Text message comes in at 87870 from the cousin of one of the baby dolls. Says, yep, they are now a walking crew. Not their first year. It's apparently their second or third year. Those walking crews are so fantastic that these people just really from all of their own funding, all of their own ideas and thoughts and desires, just pick a theme, pick an idea, and then they just, on Fat Tuesday, bring joy to the people walking through the streets, whether it's with their music, with their costumes, with their joyous attitudes, whatever it is. It is so neat. I'm also always so impressed by the families that costume. You see 5, 10, 20, 50 people who are in a group together, family or extended families, who all are wearing matching or complementing costumes. That would never happen in my house. It just would be impossible. We cannot decide on a daily basis what to eat to dinner, what to eat for dinner, or where to go out to eat. That is like a 2 hours long process of just trying to decide what to eat or where to eat. I cannot imagine if we tried to decide as a group what we wanted to do in terms of wearing Mardi Gras costumes. So I am very impressed by those families who are able to do that and by the creativity that they demonstrate with those costumes. I got to imagine one person just kind of makes the decision and everyone else goes with it, and they're not really given a choice in the matter. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But to those of you who all costume, particularly as a coordinated group or a family, kudos to you. I hope your costumes are warm today.
A cold start to Mardi Gras. Even with it late this year, it's still cold. Temperatures are in the 30s, both sides of the lake, including Metro New Orleans, to begin the morning. We'll gradually see a warm up into the 40s and then briefly getting into the low 50s by later this afternoon, but we will also see more sunshine. By this evening and tonight, clear skies and another freeze on the North Shore, so bundle up. We'll stay in the 30s again, not south of the lake, but above freezing. 59 is our high on Ash Wednesday with plenty of sunshine. A few more clouds later in the day Thursday after a chilly start in the 30s and 40s. Highs in the 60s, back into the 70s on Friday. From your Weather Expert Forecast Center, I'm WWL-TV meteorologist Chris Franklin.
We're getting breaks in the clouds now here in downtown New Orleans, where we have 36 degrees and a north wind gusting to 17. It feels like 28 in the CBD. Feels like 27 at the airport where it's 36. Feels like 26 at the Lakefront Airport. 25 is what it feels like in Slidell and 23 in Hammond. 7:53, I want to know where you're at. I want to know where you're going. I want to know how you're spending your Fat Tuesday. Is it uptown on the avenue? Is it downtown in the quarters? Is it out in Metairie? What are you doing on this Fat Tuesday as we let Arthur Hardy give us one more preview of what's going on with the parades?
I'm Arthur Hardy with another parade preview brought to you by Supercuts, ready every day, and by Sprint. Let the good times roll with unlimited data, talk, and text. Zulu's theme is fantasy and adventure. Look for special floats that bear Zulu's legendary characters. The club's 1,500 members and their riding guests throw a wide assortment of Zulu emblem throws, but we know what everybody wants, the treasured coconut. At 10 a.m., Rex, the oldest parade and carnival organization, presents its 138th parade with the theme, Visions of the Sun. Rex throws, tossed by the 455 riding members, include float-specific plush pillows, cups, medallion necklaces, and koozies. The parade also features a band contest. At Metairie at 10, Argus features more than 400 men, women, and children. This year's theme is Argus Goes Wild. Emblem throws include sunglasses and 9 different doubloons. If you simply cannot get enough of Carnival, stick around for the truck parades that follow Rex, the Elks Orleanians in Crescent City, and the truck parades that follow Argus and Metairie, the Elks Jeffersonians and the crew of Jefferson. Happy Mardi Gras. For WWL and the Mardi Gras Guide, I'm Arthur Hardy.
Yeah, how about the fact that Zulu, stepping off in 5 minutes, has the golden band from Tigerland. For the first time in Zulu history, the LSU marching band will be in the Zulu parade. Oh, man, I got to see them a few years back marching in Rex. And to hear that band playing some of your Mardi Gras favorites along with some of your LSU favorites. What a charge that is along the parade route. Wow. I mean, just to hear all of that music reverberating through the crowd. And it's fantastic. It's special. And if you have a chance to catch them along the Zulu parade route, I highly recommend it. Text messages coming in at 870-870. We were talking earlier about that today only, and only at the Popeyes on Canal Street in downtown New Orleans, they are offering special chicken boxes that are attached to Mardi Gras beads. So you can wear your box of chicken around your neck. So you will never lose your Popeye's fried chicken on this Fat Tuesday. So it's always within arm's length. And so if you need your hands for other things like catching throws or waving to and screaming at riders, well, you don't scream with your hands, but you know what I mean, then your chicken's still safe right there around your neck attached to your beads. Someone texts me at 870-870, says, those wearable boxes of fried chicken, leave it to New Orleans to reinvent the feed bag to facilitate the party. Thank you for that text at 870-870, and keep them coming. One person texts us at 870-870, says, I'm heading to the woods to do a little turkey scouting. Then shoot some guns and enjoy our freedom of the Second Amendment. That's how you're spending your Fat Tuesday, huh? But can't you do that just about any day? Well, I guess maybe you're off of work because it is Fat Tuesday. I've been getting some angry people texting me at 870-870 because they have to work today. One person says, yeah, today's a paid holiday for me. I'm getting paid to go to work on the holiday. Apparently, Andy's angry about something as well. Hey, Andy, what's up?
I'm not angry. Just my wife is a nurse at Turo,
mm-hmm.
and she can't even leave work.
She's trying to get off. Why not?
Because the city shut down.
But why can't she? Why can't she leave?
Because all the parades, they should. You know, she's a labor delivery nurse at Turo.
Where yeah, but what do you mean she can't leave?
Because all the routes are blocked off.
Oh, well, Andy, how long have you lived here in New Orleans?
Not long.
Yeah, there's no. All of the routes are not blocked off. There is always a way around. Just tell her to head riverbound, as once she gets past all the parade routes, then she can make her way wherever she wants to go. It may be slow, it may not be easy, but she's not stuck. She can go.
But you know what? I love Mardi Gras, though.
All right,
I love seeing the people. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
I gotcha.
There's nothing like what y'all do.
No, this is one of a kind. There's no doubt. And even in places where they have, in the U.S. anyway, tried to throw Mardi Gras celebrations as well, it's always either been a horrible failure or it's so New Orleans-centric that people go, well, why don't we just go to New Orleans instead of doing this here?
Exactly.
Well, Andy, I'm sorry that your wife's been inconvenienced. Let her know that she actually can leave. Or, you know, just go be her knight in shining armor. Go get her. Drive to Turo, pick her up, and come back. Where are you located right now, Andy?
I'm in Picayune, Mississippi.
Oh, that's a hell of a drive to go get her, but
yeah.
It won't take her that long to get out of there. She can get out of there before you can get there. Happy Mardi Gras, Andy. Come on down. The party goes on all day and all night. You know, it's tough, especially if you're new to this and you're a novice at it. You have to know the tricks. You have to know which roads remain open and which ones don't. You have to know how you can get around and how you can't. And come on, really, it's only 2 weeks that we have to deal with all this. And this helps define our city as the tourist capital of the United States and one of the top tourist destinations in the world. Mardi Gras and New Orleans go hand in hand. Without Mardi Gras, New Orleans would not be what it is. And without New Orleans, Mardi Gras sure would not be what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, have a safe, wonderful, and fantastic Mardi Gras. Stay warm and enjoy it. After the news, we're headed out to Gallier Hall for the crew of WWL as we carry on and carry you through Fat Tuesday 2019.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.